Did you guys have a favorite Happy Meal toy growing up?
I had a lot of toys that I knew were Happy Meal toys, but I couldn't name you a favorite.
Happy Meal toys came out when I was 11, so I no longer cared.
That's embarrassing.
Wait, seriously?
That's about
when they started?
That's about the point in time they started.
And it was a rock.
Maybe I was 12. I didn't care anymore. So,
Was that in the 80s?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Early 80s.
So
my Happy Meal toy was going outside.
Yeah, it was 80s.
I would always get mad when I was like around that age, 11 or 12, mm-hmm. and I would see like really cool Happy Meal toys. I'd be like, where the heck were those when I was a kid? You know, like, what the heck? What gives, golden arches? I will say this, though. There was a summer. Obviously, Beanie Baby craze was going nuts, right?
Mm, I remember.
And they did the Beanie Baby minis.
Oh, I remember
as toys
that.
In the Happy Meals, right?
Yeah. Everybody lost money from the Beanie Babies, you know.
People were going nuts for, like adults were buying Happy Meals because mm-hmm. they, like, the Beanie Babies were such collectible items. Mm-hmm. That these, you know, Beanie Baby minis were sure to be collectibles. Mm-hmm. And I remember I got some, and I got this giant shoebox from my parents. And I built, I don't even know how I did it. I think I just, like, with just, like, tape and glue and stuff. But I built a Beanie Baby mini, or for mini Beanie Baby hotel.
How'd you build? Oh, out of the box?
Out of the box with, like, little rooms and, like, a hallway. And there was, like, a lobby. And I love to draw, obviously. And so, like, I was, like, drawing, like, picture frames on the walls. And, like, I put so much detail into that thing.
Do you still have it?
No. What? No.
Do you still have the mini Beanie Babies?
What? No.
Come on. You have them.
No,
admit it.
A lot of the early 2000s had, like, handheld games.
For
their, like, I'm looking at cool Happy Meal toys online.
Hang on, first of all, that's cheating. We're supposed to do this from memory. This is the show after the show. We
from
only
memory
use our
podcast.
Memory podcast. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We changed the name last week.
Yeah, I know. but I figured since we changed the name, we could break the rules.
Okay,
that's fair.
All right. Oh, that's right. That's right. We didn't know we had that meeting this morning. Whereas the show after the show, only from memory.
With
where
pants,
where we break the rules.
With pants off podcast. And then obviously once we took that off, we all had to put pants on.
Well, I'm just glad we finally changed the name because I've worn pants for a single episode.
Ever since we changed the name, everybody's listening to.
I think we're over at like 100 episodes, right? We're like over 150 episodes, I think.
I know you're looking at me like I should know, but I don't. Because I just have so much fun with you guys that I stopped counting how many times we all get together. But a lot of the games from, like, the early 2000s...
You're talking in your XRT voice.
I don't know what you're talking
Kyle
about.
Kyle does a great, like... Look, we always joke that our sister station, 93 XRT, is such a cool and iconic station.
So cool.
It really is, though.
The three of us combined, if we put all of our coolness into a pot, it would not equate to an ounce of the coolness, like, of like the Terry Hemmerts and Marty Leonards,
Lynn Bramer,
rest in peace. Rest yes, in like
you,
everyone.
You walk by their studio school. While Ryan they're Arnold. Doing a show, and it's just like they're just sitting there enjoying music and hanging out, and it looks so fun.
It yeah. does. It looks really laid back, and I have to add that they have also the most beautiful, coolest studio I've ever seen with an mm-hmm. awesome view because there's so many windows.
Yeah, yeah. View right down Lake Street in mm-hmm. Chicago, which is awesome. You can see the train and everything.
One wall is covered with real albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like just super cool.
Yeah, just like a library of vinyl. It is.
It's so cool.
And what's funny is like they're like, okay, I don't think when I look at our show, I don't think it's very like morning zoo-ish. Like, I feel like we're very tame compared to a lot of morning shows.
Oh, 100%.
Or at least old school morning shows. However, when I then compare our show to anyone who's on the air at XRT, we are about as
like
zoo-ish
zoo.
As you can possibly get. Because we are like, it's you. Welcome into Melissa and Austin on US 99 wow. Chicago's country station.
Meow,
and like,
meow, meow.
Yeah, and meanwhile, they're like... Hey, it's Marty Leonard's here on 93XRT. I hung out with the Beatles, you know, when I was 17 years old. And I remember they taught me these fine words. Dude looks like a lady. Well, I was also with Steven Tyler of Aerosmith at the time.
He's like, no way.
And Steven Tyler wrote that down and came up with this hit. It's Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith here on XRT.
I was hanging with this band in the Metro.
Oh, no.
Back in 1945.
This podcast will never end.
We were all laughing, giggling, having a jolly old good time.
What year was it?
It was 1945. And this lady comes walking into a room, and we all became believers. It's the Monkees on XRT.
You know, I'll never forget.
Oh, God, you guys, I'm going to walk out.
This is my favorite thing we do.
I'll tell you one thing. There are days you remember and days you never forget. And I will never forget. It was 1904 at the Metro. I was there with a few of my college buddies, jamming out to a new artist, an up-and-coming artist. One that you could say had an Oro Cinco flow.
Oh, God, you scared me. I thought you were going to say something else.
I don't. We're not even going to go there, Mel.
Okay.
Woman who really, frankly, made me want to sail away. It's Enya here on XRT.
It's just the more ridiculous you get, too, with the artists.
Look, you guys keep looking up artists.
No, I'm not looking up any artists.
I don't know what you're talking about. These two young gentlemen were rocking the stage at the Metro back in...
I have to say on this podcast, they have been doing this for 45 minutes!
No.
We
were talking about their travels all across this great old land.
Listen, Mel.
And I said, guys, I am starving. I could walk so far to get some food. And they said, how far? And I said, 500 miles. They said... Let's get to the studio. It's the Proclaimers on XRT.
I could walk 500 miles. And they said, well, that's a shame because the restaurant's 1,000 miles away. He goes, well, I could walk 500 more just to be that man.
We went into the studio that night. They also have a studio at the Metro.
Do you guys realize how lucky you are that you have somebody that is so tolerant of your XRT back and forth?
My wife.
Anybody else would have walked out within probably 10 minutes, let alone sit there and listen for 45 minutes.
Mel, you bring up a good point, which reminds me. Hey, it's Austin Huff here on 93XRT. There was an artist I saw at the Metro.
What year was it?
It was 1733.
Ripe old year.
And I'll never forget the first time I saw this artist. Reminded me a lot about you, like you today, Melissa. Because they, too, were, some would say, like a bird. Wanted to fly away. It's Nelly Furtado here on XRT.
The year was 1776. George Washington was helping us become a nation. But he was worried about it becoming divided and needed some sort of song to bring everyone together, to make everyone dance. So I went to the Metro with him. And this band took the stage, changed music forever. It's Los Del Rio with the Macarena on XRT.
Okay, are we good with those?
Yeah. No.
Are you sure? I love you guys.
You always end with Los Del Rio.
Okay, I love you guys. Right. I do. And I did laugh very hard the first 40 minutes.
But we have
a podcast going.
Or.
What?
I could take it back to the Metro.
Jesus, I can't.
Jesus was there.
1981, B.C.
The world was wondering when Christ would come.
Yeah. We'd heard stories. Fables, even.
Adam and Eve.
Those wondered, you know? And Kyle's right, you know? You always do have to end with the Macarena. Put your right hand in, put your right hand out. Then you put your left hand in, then you put it on your hips and you shake it about. Some might say the Macarena was the original Hokey Pokey. But no. Sometimes you gotta end somewhere else. I'll never forget being at the Metro. Backstage with an up-and-coming band. Chatting it out. These guys were good. I could tell right away. They had talent. I mean, heck, after all, they were named after Chicago's favorite neighborhood.
Lincoln Park.
Here's In the End with Lincoln Park.
I love Alyssa just going, Lincoln Park.
Well, it's going, ow.
That's,
ow.
Like, I think of
Chester Bennington. And then Mike Shinoda is always rapping.
I bet you guys are going to do Bowling for Soup next. Well, little lady, you are right on that one.
Full disclosure, we did do a Bowling for Soup one earlier.
This was my favorite. We did Bowling for Soup. We did Bowling for Soup, and Melissa.
I might have the audio. We might have been rolling. So if I have the audio, I'm going to put it right here.
We were at the local bowling alley competing for the big prize, $100. Simply, I wanted $10 because I needed some money for food. And right next door at the Metro, this band was performing. They had no name at the time. And I told them, yeah, these guys, I'm literally bowling for food. And one of them joked, what about for soup?
I knew that was coming.
And all of a sudden, a legend was made. It's Bowling for Soup on XRT.
I, like, secretly love that band. They're so good.
I don't even think they secretly love
they're like, dude, please stop buying tickets to our show.
Bowling for Soup.
1985! All right, god damn it.
They were the 90s, Kyle.
No, that's their hit song.
Oh, their hit song.
Yeah.
I thought you meant they,
guys, but just
they
for the
came
record,
out in 1985.
I'm a big fan.
I love
yeah, 1985. They were performing in the 2000s.
She's like, I'm probably the biggest Bowling for Soup fan.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. I love 1985. No, they weren't in 1985. But if I don't have the audio, that'll be a really weird edit. But Melissa was like, I love Bowling for Soup, you guys.
And I said, yeah. You're the only reason they're going on concert. You keep buying tickets. You're in the crowd yelling, 1985! She goes, they performed in the 90s. Mind you, their big hit in the 2000s,
you could argue,
by the way.
Their only hit.
Late 90s.
No, it wasn't. I was in middle school at the time.
It was definitely the mid to late 2000s.
It was in the year 2005. 2004, 2005, because I was in eighth grade going to the Metro every weekend. I just, Mel, but it's one of the things I love about you is like you do know, like you say things with such such confidence that I don't have. I could be like 2 + 2 = 4 and someone would be like, no, it's not. I'd be like, you're probably right. I can yell 1985 and you go, they were around in 1990s. It's like, and then I start thinking, I'm like, did I screw this up?
Yeah, no, but then you had to be like, no, wait, Mel, that's their hit song. You just said you were a fan.
I like their early stuff more.
I like Bowling for Soup back when they were bowling for beans.
I stopped listening when they became mainstream, okay?
More when they were underground.
I loved when XRT was playing their early stuff, not when the other stations were playing the later stuff.
Do you guys have any bands that you were like big on before they got big?
Big on before they got big.
I Russell Dickerson for me.
I mean, okay, if we're doing that, then the band Sleeping at Last, which was led by frontman Ryan O'Neill. His brother Chad O'Neill is my cousin-in-law. He played drums in the band.
Okay, now
Ryan O'Neill wrote the one of the hit songs for the last Twilight film.
Ooh.
And
it's like, I'm a vampire, you're a wolf, and we're fighting over this girl. I love that song.
I'm gonna bite your neck, you're gonna bite my leg.
And Kristen Stewart's gonna bite her lip.
Twilight, Twilight, hope we don't get in a fight.
First star I see tonight.
Twilight, Twilight.
Guys,
new moon.
Look at the screen and tell me how long this podcast is.
4 minutes. That's crazy.
504 minutes?
No, four.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the number 500,
I'll never forget. No, tell that. Can you tell that? That story that you just told about your friend who wrote for Twilight?
Yeah.
As an XRT host?
I was in the Metro back in 2000.
The XRT podcast, Melissa, out.
No, Melissa. Melissa. No, not no. Until you do. Melissa, you got to do an XRT.
Yeah, do one XRT.
I can't do it.
Boom. Yeah. Oh, wait, wait. Hang on.
No, I don't do XRT bits.
Dude looks like a lady. Yada. Yada, dude, looks like a, it's fading out.
No, no,
your,
no,
the mic is on.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you this right now. This is your bit. I am the audience of the XRT bits because I enjoy for the first 10 minutes.
I was going to say,
when you guys
wait, enjoy.
This,
you're
I'm
about
like,
to
this
leave.
Is really funny. And it's like a volley back and forth. And yeah. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But then we hit the. Again, 45, 50 minute mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, we could probably do this later.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, still funny.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, you know, in the world of comedy,
ooh,
I
yeah.
don't think that I know comedy, but I do.
Say it a little bit softer. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep going.
Keep going.
So in 1903...
I had started at the Metro, according to Met.
I was there that night. Are you, so basically what you're telling me is what we're doing, the shtick that we're doing,
yeah.
trying to be as cool as, and this is not a shot at XRT at all.
No.
When we do this, this is out of sincere love, because they are legitimately the coolest human beings alive.
All their stories...
Right.
are legit... cool. Like, we're not making fun of them. It's just they all have a cool story about, like, meeting an artist. And it's like, that is awesome. That's
yeah.
why,
and,
like, a lot of people get into radio to begin with. It's, that's how Terry Hemmert, like, she was like, she saw, she saw people hanging with the Beatles. And she's like, I want to do that. How can I do that? And then figured it out.
Actually, it's the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Beatles. No, she doesn't say Beatles. Terry Hemmert says the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Beatles.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't just say Beatles.
Mm. Should we call her Terry Hemmert?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
She's never once.
It is now the Terry Hemmert Studios. They they renamed them in honor of her 50 years at XRT.
Which is much deserved, by the way.
Yeah, honestly.
Much deserved.
I tried to pitch us to have the Melissa and Austin Studios, but it was the bathroom. Folks.
That actually, I would love that. That actually would be hilarious. We should try and get that worked out. The Melissa and Austin Studios. So whenever you hear toots, hey, was that a toot? Or was that Melissa and Austin trying to be funny? No. The it was like, basically what you're telling us, Melissa, is the longer we do this, the older and older this bit is getting, right? Like, it's just, it's lame. It's
not lame. It's just, like, sometimes... You know, have you ever watched an SNL skit and you're like, ooh, they should have cut it there?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Mel, you turned your mic off. I don't know when you turned your mic off, but your elbow hit your mic button. But anyway.
Oh, well, it's probably been off for like 20 minutes.
It's probably been off for 20 minutes. But so
it'll
what
be the
saying,
first time we had that happen in a podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Whole episode one time.
It was
time
probably
with Kyle.
Actually you doing it and you're trying to just blame me.
Yeah, I was.
Wait a minute.
Complaining about one of the funniest bits that Kyle and I have ever constructed. You were complaining about it.
And you
so
turned
I was like,
my
all
mic
right,
off.
I'll just turn that mic right off. No, but what you're saying is like this bit is getting old.
Yeah,
so what,
I enjoy
what,
it.
What you need from us is us to take it back to the Metro and make this bit forever young. Here's Alphaville. 93XRT.
Okay, right. It is still the soundtrack of our lives. Melissa out.
It's
love Chicago's, you guys.
Chicago's finest rock.
Love you guys. I do love you guys. But you guys are crazy.
I'll never forget.
Another lady walked out of my life.
Wait, Melissa.
If
Melissa.
Anybody's made it to the end of this podcast.
I'll never forget when another lady walked out of my life.
Yeah.
Heart like stone, but eyes like an angel. I later saw her on SNL. She caused quite a stir. Sinead O'Connor on XRT.
Melissa.
Oh, my God. See what I'm talking about?
No, I will share a story. There was one night where I, honestly, I never even made it to the Metro. Got stuck in traffic. And I'll never forget who was working as a crossing guard that night.
What year was it?
I'm glad you asked.
That's my favorite thing Melissa does. What year was it?
It was 2033. Actually took place in the future. 10 years from now. I never forget who was working as a crossing guard that night.
Who was it?
It was a man we've all come to know and love. And he was telling me, he was looking me right in my car, saying, "Get back! Get back! You do not know me like that." Here's Ludacris, 93XRT.
Do one with Blind Melon next time.
Blind Melon? All right, you got to stay in here. If we do one for Blind Melon, you got to stay in here for
next
it.
Time.
Melissa,
this gentleman and I were becoming fast friends. At the Metro back in 25.
Yeah.
I have an appointment.
And Melissa, get in here. Yeah, this is part of your job.
And
yes, it is.
Not to listen.
We have to podcast once a week.
We saw one of those. We saw a gumball machine, and we were both pretty excited about it.
Gumball.
I reached in.
Yeah. Wait, what year was it?
I said it was 25. At the Metro.
I missed that on my way out the door.
25. Or as we called it back then, XXV.
I reached into my pocket. Sadly, all I had was a dollar. But I turned to my new buddy and said, "Hey, friend, before you take the stage, got any money for this gumball machine?" I said, "Luckily, I do." I said he got 50 cents. It's 50 cents here on XRT.
I thought you were going to pull up a Blind Melon.
One of the greatest bills I ever saw at the Metro.
What year?
What year was it?
This is the most ridiculous podcast. We started it with Happy Meals, and it just quickly became like a bit we had already been doing for 30 minutes prior. And then, and Melissa, I honestly think, we talk about how we're all kind of siblings sometimes. I honestly think if you didn't say anything, we would have stopped this bit. What makes Austin and I usually stop.
Mm-hmm.
Is not.
I'm glad you're telling me this.
Is not
is
you.
Is this a secret?
It's not you saying, "Guys, stop," or "Please stop." You can't laugh.
No, you can't laugh.
If you laugh, that.
You
why do you
laughing?
Think I've done hardly nowhere jokes for years? One person
One
laughs.
One person laughs.
My
every
wife
time.
Hates it.
Yeah.
But I have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to anymore. I. It's like I signed a contract with the devil, and I just have to do these now.
Yeah,
because you laughed.
Well, here's the thing. I find a lot of things funny, and I enjoy it, and I do laugh, and it's a genuine like enjoyment laugh. It's like not fake or whatever, because I would have walked out like a long time ago.
Yeah.
But if now that I know, if that's the only way to get you both to stop, so that I can go home and take a nap or go to my appointment, then I'll just quit laughing. Is that what
sounds
you want?
Sounds like you want to walk it out like my good
is
friend.
Is that what you want?
On XRT.
Wait, what year was that?
That was 0000. The year was zero.
The year was zero. All right, Mel, before you go, I got to tell you about the greatest bill I ever saw. Is that the Metro?
Oh, let's hear it.
You know I'm going to walk out.
It was back in 2022.
Wow.
It was last year.
So that's the most recent performance we've had here on XRT.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. It was a dual bill. Rihanna. And another band that was up and coming.
That's
a band that many people were like, who is this band? And luckily I got the first glimpse. Backstage, sitting around. Rihanna's like, you guys could get under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, A, A, A. And I said, why would we need to? There's no rain. Here's Blind Melon.
Yeah, no rain, Blind Melon! Yeah!
Some people just... Oh, sorry. Do that again.